Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
To a Tuesday edition of the weekly conversation. I was going to do a Thursday thing, but I'm like, nah, Joe Biden's going through enough. But yeah, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I'm trying to find something here. But where did I post? I thought I put it on here. I don't know. Let me see. I thought I put this on this one, but I guess I haven't done that. Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do have a PayPal link somewhere that I was trying to find real quick, but
you get it all every time you're on. And stuff, I have to follow you. It unfollows you every time.
Wow. But thank you so much for tuning in. We got a wonderful program for you tonight on the program. I have some questions for you. Things I want you to think about. Should Trump leave the Chaz alone? You know, Seattle, Washington, that area that has been taken over? Should he leave it alone and let them deal with their own problems? Should he do that? Should he keep with federalism and say, hey, that's your problem? Katy Perry to headline a Rock of the Vote web event featuring Democratic politicians, Michelle Obama's voters group, and all that. That's just, you know, since she did so well for Hillary Clinton. See, Hillary Clinton sucked. And there were millions of people that kept their mouth shut, but hey, I want Trump. I'll get into that. Elizabeth Warren's finally come out after months of blasting high-dollar events, and she's going to headline a $6 million Biden fundraiser. Hey, how about this? Instead of a $6 million Biden fundraiser, how about a fundraiser to help people that aren't making it because of COVID-19 because you locked us down? Schumer, Trump doesn't care if supporters get coronavirus from these Trump rallies, but you need to go out there and riot. Who cares? So then does Schumer not care about the people that he's paying to riot? I'm asking for a friend. Reverend Bill Owens stands behind Tucker Carlson, and there's a lot of people that are saying that you get rid of Tucker Carlson on Fox News, it is 100%, it is 98% liberal. Because Sean Hannity is semi-conservative, but there's times where he'll cave to Fredo or someone. Hannity, to me, is like a Glenn Beck, where there's 80% I support him, and there's a 20% that I don't. And you should sit there and, well, yeah, I agree with this about Rush Limbaugh, but there's that one, two, or three tiny little things. I agree with 95% to 99% of what Rush Limbaugh says, but very rarely would I could say, yeah, I kind of agree, but not 100%, like 99%. And you shouldn't agree with 100% of everything anyone says. There should be some things that you disagree with. I mean, I can't wait to find out what else it can do, because researchers suggest, of course I got to suggest, can't say it, that hemp oil may actually improve cholesterol levels. Hemp seed oil, that is. Not like marijuana oil. I'm talking hemp seed oil. One of the healthiest oils, by the way. But let me get here. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. Trying to find. I do have a PayPal link. And this is not free. What I do. The show costs almost $40 a month. And anything else I buy. Anything else I do. You know, all the research time. Here we go. Yes, sir. And I'm going to get into Revelation chapter 3. Says that we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. And he says, behold, I place for you an open door that no one can shut. I know you've kept my word, you've not denied my name, and you've not forgotten who I am. Think about that as going through your day to day. God opens doors and shuts doors. Just because he shuts the door you want to go in. Yeah, I got a door shut on New York. Oh, I remember like about a month and a half ago where I'm going to collect sanitizer and try to sell it and make millions. Remember when they had, you could have done that also with toilet paper. But they put a block on that to where, good luck trying to do that. You'll get in big trouble if you try to buy toilet paper and get 50 times what it's worth. But remember when 9/11 happened? And they were going 24/7, 365 to try to get American flags. Here's a $1,000 American flag made in China. Oh, if you want an American-made U.S. flag, you're going to have to pay like $2,000. You couldn't find them anywhere. My boss went to a pawn shop and found like a 48-star flag before it was all 50 states. He goes, with what's going on right now with this 9/11 and not being able to find the flag, you probably could have gotten it for 20 times what my boss paid for it. You couldn't get rid of that. You couldn't find that flag to save your life. Now, people are trying to throw it in the garbage. I'm offended. Well, my wife's gonna piss her pants in a little bit. But my aunt did DNA. And there's part of me that's Hasidic Jew. But here's my point, though. A Nazi German flag with the swastika on it does not offend me. Do I support what Hitler did? No. I want it around so that people can say, look at this flag. This represents a brutal, evil dictator that killed thousands and thousands of people, a.k.a. Jews, and some white people. Yeah, yeah. I want people to remember that. I can't believe it. What we need to do? We need to erase history altogether. And what I mean by that is you need to have an officer come over to your house, and anything that is not from today needs to be erased. So if you got wedding photos, they need to be burned because that involves history and that's wrong. That's offensive. If, you know, like on the news, you can only talk about today. You can't talk about anything that happened yesterday or the day before because that's history and that's evil. That's wrong. The Confederate flag, I don't know how people consider that racist. What about the history? What about, ask yourself, this is what I want to get into. I want to ask you some basic questions. And I want you to think about these questions. Because I've been thinking about this, and it's kind of obvious. Two Indianapolis Colts players that were black were killed. Why wasn't there no outrage? They were black. Why didn't their lives matter? Why wasn't there outrage? Where was Black Lives Matter? Take the Democrat and Republican out of it. Look at all the outrage when they said that Brett Kavanaugh did inappropriate stuff to that woman. There is tons of proof with Biden. Why no, where's the Me Too movement? Why? Look at him as a person to person. Why is there no outrage? 3 months ago, $100,000 pens, we need to impeach Trump. A month later, why didn't Trump do enough with COVID-19? Well, you were impeaching him. You weren't caring about COVID-19 either. And like a week later, you're like, oh, you need to hug and kiss these Chinese people and French kiss them and go to their markets and go to their buffets. quit being like Australia and being xenophobic and racist by not letting them and other countries' peoples come to ours. How dare you? And then a month later, why would anyone call Trump a racist for doing all this stuff to protect us, and then Democrats say he didn't do enough? Ask these questions. Why is it that I can't have a funeral? I can't have a funeral. No one can have a funeral. You can't do anything. But then you have George Floyd having thousands of people, 90% of which you probably didn't know, all these Democratic celebrities pushing a political agenda.
Exactly.
Because they were trying, we need to bring back the White House. What does George Floyd's death have to do with politics and the White House? There was a president for 8 years. See, this is another question I want to relate to you. This is not coming from me. This is coming from friends who were from Togo and Kenya, Africa. They were born there. It took them many, many years to become a U.S. citizen. They're Americans now. They don't go by that African-American BS. If Barack Obama can grow up in Kenya, Africa, being born there, to become the leader of the free world, he's carbon and Asian, so he's white and black. Because his mom is white, his dad's black, so he's half-half. But if he can come and grow up to become the leader of the free world, where's the oppression in this country? Where do you get off that black people can't achieve things in America because of the color of their skin? Ask yourself that. If you're sitting there screaming, yeah, I'm oppressed, I can't do like a white person has privilege, I don't have that. Barack Obama was born in Kenya, Africa, and became the leader of the free world. If he can do that, anything is possible. Ask yourself, why? When you have black people dying, where's all the politicians at these black people's deaths? August Gills, where was the fanfare? Where was the million people? Where was the television? Why was he not shoved down our throats? He was a black man who died. It's basic questions. Ask yourself why. Don't come to me. I'll give you my opinion. Find out why. If you think Barack Obama was so great, do your research. Look at your pay stubs. See how much your taxes went up. See how much your electricity went up. Take a gas meter. They have them online that tell you the average gas price every year from going back to like 1901. And it gives you the average price for a gallon of gas. See what the price was under Bush and under Obama. And you'll see something very particular. Higher gas prices under Obama, but you never heard them. They weren't shoving the gas price down your throat like they were under Bush. Why? George Bush wouldn't admit to using pot, but I'm sure he did. Barack Obama admitted to using all kinds of illegal substances. Oh, I was so effed up, I was on all kinds of stuff. There's pictures of him with a joint. No one cared, but when Bush ran for, well, there are people in prison for all but what George Bush will admit to using. Why is one acceptable and one not? Ask these questions. If thousands of black people die at the hands of blacks every day, where is the outrage like George Floyd got? These are basic questions you need to don't ask for yourself. Ask for yourself. Research. If you had a, how did the blacks get here? It's not like the white people souls. It's not like it was black people who sold blacks into slavery. There were black people that were slave owners. Don't take my word. Do your homework. Do your homework. Do your research. Do your research. Do your research. Know your history. My wife had people in there, I said this before at the furniture store, what language is that? It's cursive. Well, yeah, what language? Yeah, when you have English, you can either print it or you can write it in cursive. If you can eliminate cursive handwriting where people don't know what it is, But you can't write, you can't erase history, you're a special kind of stupid. I cannot believe how many people have contacted me. You can't erase history. Well, yeah, my wife at work had kids that didn't know what the cursive handwriting was, so if you can easily get a group of people that don't know what... Hell, people don't know history now. What are you talking about? Well, what is Memorial Day? You know, when you're out at the beach, man, and you're memorializing all those people who died, the surfers, you know, man, it's like... Yeah, it's just one of those things, you know. I mean, there's some guys out there doing some country grooves on the waves, you know. And we want to memorialize those that died. That's why we have Memorial Day to memorialize the surfer dudes. And they don't know. And one lady goes, you know what? They went through thousands of people to find one or two people that said. One person not knowing what Memorial Day is one too many. You shouldn't have someone in our country that doesn't know what Memorial Day is about. You can't use that excuse that, you know, when was this country founded? July 4, 1776. You should not have someone that doesn't know that. Well, they went around till they found someone that didn't know what it was. Well, no. They should know. You should know your history. We had the War of 1812. I love going there. I mean, I can't go to the War of 1812 battlefield and not... There's just so much power.
When was that fought? 1913?
Isn't
that about
it? Yeah. Truth. Yes. What day did 9/11 happen? Let me see here. 9/11. That would have been, that was sometime in August. I can't remember. I want to say the 3rd. I remember this is kind of sad but funny. I said, you know that 9/11 is the same as the emergency telephone number 911, right? And someone goes, I never thought of that. I'm like, that was the first thing I thought of. But I remember when there was so much conflicting. But when that happened, if I would have, I mean, you could have probably got thousands of dollars for an American flag. You couldn't find them anywhere. And I'm talking for a Chinese-made American flag, not ones made in America. Those would have been like 10 times that. And they were like running around like people are for toilet paper now to folks. This is Charmin, and we want to make sure that you have all the toilet paper you need. That's what they had, like CBS Evening News had stuff. All these liberals, yeah, we're working around the clock to make sure that every American should have a flag. I'm like, which one do I want to put out? I've got like 7. Do I put out the one that I got from Eagle Scout? Do I put out this one? Which one do I put out? You know, we always had one flying anyways, but I didn't know if I wanted to change it up or have two out there or what, you know. We were Americans. We had an American flag.
I don't expect anyone in China to be waving an American flag. I don't expect anyone in Africa.
I don't
expect anyone in a different country.
But in America...
If we went to Australia... I would fly both. I can understand them flying. That I can understand.
Yeah.
You know, I don't expect to send American flags to China or to Korea or anything. But what were they when they were protesting in Hong Kong? What were they flying?
The American flag. The flag of oppression. And if you want to know oppression, go to Cuba. Go to China.
That's why I say talk to the elderly. Talk to people who grandparents struggled and or parents struggled and they remember. And you learn the truth of what this country, how it was made.
Yep.
These kids today, our niece that lives here, knows nothing about what it, I mean, she does know what it's like. She's had a hard life, but she has no idea. None of the kids today have no idea.
They don't. I'm my parents right now, okay? This is going to scare people. I'm my parents right now because my parents talk about the five and dime where everything was like a, like.
I remember going into a five and dime.
Oh, I remember going into the penny store. Wait, they had like one of the five and nine. They had like little penny things. They had like it was like a real, it was like a dollar store way before dollars when stuff was cheap.
Right, and it was cheap.
I can remember when the quality at dollar store was better than it is now. But now I go back and I'm like, wow, I thought 45 cents was expensive for a candy bar, and now they're like a dollar. You know, I mean that's, I mean. These kids don't, they don't care. They're in this Nintendo world. I mean, I'm sitting there, and I'm on like, okay. Well, we live in this free video game world where it's an eternal, I mean, see, when I had, it's kind of funny because, like, what it took for us to figure out some of these Nintendo games. And now you have people that will play like Contra and beat it with one life. They will not, like the guy they start with, they'll go all the way to the end and beat the thing. And I'm like, wow. And we would sit there and there was a combo you could do to get 30 guys. And if we could make it without using all 30 guys, we were like, yeah. Now people do it like with one guy nonstop. And it's just, and some of those things are, but like, they had an end. Now you have these games where you can play virtually indefinitely. See, Dungeons and Dragons, you played on a board and, you know, you did stuff and, okay, I'll see your dragon's potions and I will raise you. And they would have, you know, but, okay, when it's done, you left. Now kids can play like virtual Dungeons and Dragons online via the game and it can, okay. 5 days later, they forget they're still playing. It's been 5 days. But it's one of those things. It's one of those things. Just 1 second, folks. It's just, but it's one of those things. That it's a different age. Now that kids can play a game indefinitely, they're going to do that. And they'll have, like, I mean, there are free games that are not technically free because if you want to do this or do that or go there or do this, you can do that. No, it's free, but, oh, if you want to, like, you have to wait a day in between each match or 2 days to get your team, if you want to bring your team's energy back up so they can play instantly, you have to pay money. Cause I had a bowling game one time I used to play, and it got fun until it got to be where you almost had to be perfect. Like, you almost had to throw like 300 games to win. And I'm like, forget it. But I'm glad I grew up, okay? When the streetlights came on, you went home. You played hide-and-go-seek. You were outside all the time. I'm glad I lived life where you played in the creek before you sat there with a phone in your face all the time. Now, I have YouTube on a lot just because people who make content is more exciting to me than the TV. But that's what it is. I mean, you have Katy Perry coming out. We're going to rock the vote. I mean, I'm one of those people that there's a Trump thing where he comes out and says how corrupt this is and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, yeah, I felt that way my whole life. But they had a rock the vote thing on MTV and they had Al Gore. Lord help that man. Anywho, when this kid goes up, what do you think about medical marijuana? And Al Gore's like, I'm not a doctor, nor are you. And the whole time I heard this, I'm like, scripted question, scripted question, scripted question. He's a, like they have those like tent churches that they pop up and they have people that like are like in the audience that work with the church and hallelujah. And they give like $1,000 to try to get more money. And it's, you know, and they have like an earbud in there and they have, oh, I believe you have, you know, and it's all, and they're a sham to real churches because it's a whole scam and it's not real. And they're just trying to get money from you. And, you know, they'll take a lady that can walk here. Or we'll give you a wheelchair and we'll ride you right up front. Then they bring her on stage and say she can't walk when she can.
Sorry.
But, you know, and it's a sham. Oh, you're okay. You're okay. But, you know, I'm like, this is a scam. Because, well, I'm like, what about, okay, hemp oil. It's the healthiest oil. Makes more ethanol pound for pound than any substance in the planet. It's a better paper, a better textile. It's a fuel. Hempcrete would be incredible to make a house of. I'd love to have a guitar made from hemp wood. Drumsticks made from hemp wood would be incredible because it's an extremely strong fiber. The rope from it's incredible. Why don't you talk about that? Well, what about medical marijuana? Well, I'm not a doctor nor you. You know, and it's kind of like when you watch Gold Rush and all they do is fight and argue, and then you find out later that it was all scripted, that no one's going to watch the show if everything's going great. If people want to see you fighting and arguing and pissing and moaning, you know, I don't. I thought it was going to be like, hey, we're modern gold hunters, and we're going to show you how to, and stuff always goes wrong. It turned me off, and then I found out that's what they did. You know, people are waking up. I mean, you still have that 20%. You still have that R.J. Reynolds percentage of people that, oh, we don't smoke it. We just sell the cigarettes, and we reserve the right to sell it to the dumb, the poor, the black, and the stupid. The young, the poor, the black, and the stupid. There's that group of people out there that don't know anything that's why, what was it on Stephen Colbert's show or whatever, when they talked about how, you know, the FBI director Obama wanted gone, and then when Trump, you know, because he was investigating Obama, so they wanted him gone. And then when he started to investigate Trump, Democrats wanted him. And the kids didn't understand because the last message they got was that FBI director needs to go because he was investigating Obama. But once Trump was like, they're like, yeah, Trump's getting rid of him, yeah. And it was because he was investigating Trump, they're like, no, he needs to stay. And it was hilarious because it was proof that these kids don't understand anything. Like that lady, everyone in Cleveland who bought minority, they got a phone, you got a phone, I got a phone, you got a phone, I got a phone. I got an Obama phone, you got a phone, I got a phone, everyone got a phone. Then you find out, wait, let me see here. bring all your stuff with this. Is the gas cheaper? No. Is your mortgage cheaper? No. Are your taxes gone up? Yes. Is it everything? Yeah. Everything coming out of bump, and they were able to prove that everything he said, well, they did prove Obama right, because you're under my policies, your energy prices will necessarily skyrocket. You know, there you go. Remember, it's about we the people. See, Trump don't need Rock the Vote. He don't need MTV. He's got we the people that got his back. He's got gun owners that got his back. He's got tons and tons and tons of black people that have realized how screwed they've been getting. One more question. Jim Crow laws, segregation, slavery, that was all Democrat policies. When did these Democrats all of a sudden magically support you and get away from that? Or did they ever? Remember, these rioters, it's okay for them to riot, says Chuck Schumer. Now, that's okay. They have no problem with that. They'll join them. Chuck Schumer, Trump doesn't care about his supporters. He wants to have rallies. So it's not, but Trump is going to kill his people by having rallies, but these rioters are okay. You know, I believe in federalism. Let Seattle fall apart. You voted. See, Seattle is a liberal microcosm. What's going on in Seattle? You vote. That's what liberals want. Trump needs to come out and say, hey, in regards to Seattle, it's a microcosm of this new leftist Democratic Party. You voted for that. We're going to let you keep that. We're not going to, because what I want to, if I'm going to step in and solve this problem, then I'm going to change what you voted to have happen. You didn't vote for what I would want to do in Seattle. You want no police. You want lunatics to control. You want the state you're in right now. You're voting for that. When you couldn't, when the stores were out of food, I didn't vote for that because I'm not liberal. I don't want socialism. I want capitalism. But that's how it is. They voted for it. Why should we change what they wanted? Why not let the voters in California change their state? If you're fine with needles everywhere, feces everywhere, homeless cities everywhere, keep voting for that if you want that. Or maybe do something about it. Vote to change it. Here's another question. Trump has been in office 3 years. How could any of his policies make California as crappy? California is the way it is because of Democratic policies for years. If Nancy Pelosi was complaining about Trump being the problem now, how can he be the problem when she was complaining about both Bushes being the problem, complaining about Reagan being the problem, complaining about Nixon? If Democrats, you know, how can Trump be at fault when there are so many people against him in Congress that have been there for 30 years? slavery is always going to be there. You can never erase history. Racism is always going to be around no matter what you do. It's always going to be the racism. You had 8 years of a black president, so voting Democrat didn't solve a thing. But what happened right after this pay-per-view special, George Floyd's funeral? Go out and vote, go out and vote. Trump's the problem. He's been here 3 years. South people in South Chicago, no, there ain't no white Tea Party conservative within 60 miles, 50 miles of the place. So they know they can't be the problem. You can't trick them. The real people there, not the 16-year-old gangster that don't know anything. You know, Elizabeth Warren now, $6 million fundraiser for Joe Biden. There are people that are struggling beyond belief because of this government lockdown and shutdown. And you're having Biden having a $6 million fundraiser from a lady who now all of a sudden supports him. She was against all that. You know, it's amazing what one day will do to a Democrat. See, conservatives need to sit there and start being against everything that they want to have happen so that then the Democrats will instantly go for to be against the Republicans. So they'll be for everything that these Republicans want, and there you go. Case solved. I mean, what is it like? Bath and Body Works, I think it is, or Bed Bath and Beyond, one of those. I want to make sure I get it correct. I want to look up the article, folks. Where is it? But I'm trying to see if I can find it, because one of them donated like $1 million to the NAACP, I think, is insurance so that they don't get, like, attacked. Hey, we support the NAACP. They probably don't, but it costs more if they get vandalized than giving that organization $1 million. But it's one of those things. Yeah, it's Bed Bath & Beyond. Donated $1 million to the NAACP as insurance so that they don't get, hey, if they'll burn down a black-owned business, they won't care about that $1 million. Yeah, it doesn't mean that money's going to us. It's amazing how these Democrats can take a knee and how dare, you know, you couldn't do that. You know, there's a Hodge Twins video that shows all these white people that were killed by cops. Not blacks, but just by cops, white people. And some of them got off. Yeah, that's right. Black lives don't matter to the cops. That's exactly right, because when a black kills a black, you don't care. Are you're not saying black lives matter? No, all lives matter. We need to stop this race card. You know, and it's just, there's so many questions you need to ask yourself in this time of 2 weeks. You shouldn't go out, save your country, be a couch patriot and not do a dang thing. And then 2 weeks later, riot. Well, it's okay to go out and riot and vandalize, but and of course, if Barack Obama did this, because Maxine Waters has come out, you know, the black racist. If Barack Obama had done police reform, they'd be all up there going, here's your Tiffany & Company $42 billion pen for you to sign this bill. Thank you, Barack Obama, for this police reform bill. You're going to help inner cities and everything. That's what would have happened if Obama signed it. Trump signs police reform into law. That's racist. That's it. It's not going to solve the problem. There's stupid cops. It's all, cops are all, you know, whites are all racist. It's not going to do anything. Do you really think that people believe you? Maxine, most Democrats are like snoops. I don't believe it. I can't believe. I mean, if I knock over a trash can, the stuff that falls out is better than what comes out of her mouth. See, that's one question. Ask yourselves this question too. If you have, what's offensive about how, here's the question. If a swastika Nazi flag is offensive, or a Confederate flag is offensive, or a Star of David is offensive, or a cross is offensive, how does having a cross in my yard force you to become a Christian? How is it removing the Confederate flag and then reverse slavery so it never happened?
What is the symbol for Muslims? You know how the Jews
have. They have like that, like half moon thing.
That's what.
Yeah.
Symbol is.
It's like a half moon type thing with a star or whatever. I'll have to look it up to clarify that. That's what I believe it is. I will let you know on Thursday. Because if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll tell you on the program. But how does removing a Confederate statue eliminate slavery like it never happened? How does the removing of... So I'm assuming that if you get rid of that Nazi Germany flag that's offensive, no Jews, magically all the Jews never died and everyone comes back. And all those millions of rings that they took off the married couples, that just disappears. They all get them back and they all live. And it changes. That's not how it works, folks. We have people, I don't know if you call them people, but somehow, sometime, people lost their way. You can say, hey, that's a Nazi Germany flag. Let me tell you about that guy. It's just one of those things. That you have a Nazi Germany flag, you don't have to support what he did. You don't have to support what Hitler did to say, hey, this is to remember the brutal person he was. We don't support him. We don't have to support what he stands for. See, so many people have to go to a safe space.
I need my safe space.
Because how dare you're inconsiderate. Oh, well, then here's another question. How can I go on in back into history? How can I remove things that are offensive to people to where it erases history, to where it never happened? I'm asking for a friend. Do your homework on these questions. Remember, the Confederate flag, what it really means is the red represents the blood of Christ. The white border represents the protection of God. The blue X represents the Christian cross of St. Andrew. the first disciple of Jesus Christ, and patron saint of Scotland. The 13 stars represent the 13 southern states of secession. Thus, the message of the Confederate flag is, through the blood of Christ, with protection of God, we, the 13 states, are united in our Christian fight for liberty, aka freedom. The Civil War was 10% about slavery. 90% was, we're the states, you're the federal, you take care of federal issues, we'll take care of our state issues. That's what Trump is doing. Hey, I'm taking care of a federal issue and a national, global issue. You deal with your state. If you can't handle these riots with your own state, then hey, you voted for these people that want to let this stuff happen. You support these celebrities that are allowing people, hey, I'm going to pay this guy's bail. When you voted for these people, you reap what you sow. If you vote for this person, you should get that person. Why don't you test market what you want? Go to Cuba and see how great it is. Got about 10 minutes left in the program, folks. I can't wait to find out more about this because you might be able to improve your cholesterol levels with hemp oil. And I mean hemp seed oil. Don't get confused. This is not like, oh yeah, they're not taking marijuana and extracting it into the oil when you drink it. This is hemp seed oil, which is very, very healthy. I would love to know how they grow the seed for that. If they have special plant, if they have like certain varieties that grow tons of, that produce lots of seeds, it'd kind of neat to see. I'll have to look into that to see like what strains they really use for the seeds, seed oil, and if they produce a lot or like if it's certain varietals for that, but. So it's one of those things. As we come up to this Friday, we got Premier League. Oh yes, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be neat to see what happens. It's going to be interesting because there's talk that we might not go after Van de Beek and try to get a Chelsea star. We'll have to wait and see what that happens. I think Pogba hopefully will play. And I think this transfer window, you're going to have to do a lot of bartering deals. Like, hey, we'll give you Jesse Lingard and Phil Jones, and you give us, you know, De Bruyne, or whatever the case. And I think it's going to be a very tight window for everybody. And I think, unless you have, I think, I don't know, Borussia Dortmund, I think if you take Borussia Dortmund, Sancho is not going to go anywhere. If he doesn't come to United, I don't think he's going anywhere. Because I think they're going to be like, here, this is the amount of money we want, and we're sticking, but we don't care. I don't care how bad the market is. We want this much for him? Well, we'll wait till next year. Unless he forces a move and says, okay, I want to go. I'm turning in my transfer. I want to leave. I want, you know. And he forces their hand. Because supposedly, if they get a favorable deal, he'll go. You know, he'll go. And I think they want $100 million. And I think, we'll have to wait and see. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. I don't know. I think if we get a Jadon Sancho, I'll be happy. That'd be $1 million transfer window. And if United has to kind of do that, and get, okay, we got a Bruno Fernandes. Let's get a Jadon Sancho. You know, instead of putting our, I think it might be, I think we need to do that. And have, okay, but then what if something happens and, okay, he injures himself, like Neil Story, hit his ankle in there. Okay, there you go. You know, but I think, do you try to bring in three decent players or try to get one good one? So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward what happens. So I don't know. I think when you look at United moving forward, if, you know, I'm excited for this. It's nice to see. I think it's nice to see, like, Ollie stepping up and like, okay, look up. You want to talk trash, Jose? Well, we'll talk trash talk right back at you, buddy. I mean, I've heard that, like, behind closed doors, Ollie is kind of hey, this is what I want, you know? Like, you know, he wants, I think this is a dream job for him, and he wants to, he's learning on the job, and he doesn't want to, this is his opportunity. He does not want to blow it, and he's got to get a game plan. You know, if you're going to do the 5-3-2, okay, stick with the 5-3-2. The 4-3-3, the 4-3-2-1, whatever it is, stick with it. I'm not a big fan of the diamond, but hey. But it's one of those things that if you look at this team, I think we got a really, really good team, and I think we can... He's got to get a system, because I think that's one of the big things is seems like he changes his format every game, and I think people are trying to figure out where we go from here. Okay, where do I play? Because am I on the left? Am I on the right? Am I here? And I think he's learning on the wing. Wow, I got about 4 minutes left in the program. Holy cow, I do have a PayPal link if you want to help donate. Yeah, it's been a kind of a long week. Yeah, I had the mother and father-in-law and stuff in and family in from Michigan. And they're doing those Airbnb things. Oh, those things are nice. So it's one of those that it's going to be interesting to see. You know, so like yesterday, like when you get done with work, you run into that house, and I took my father-in-law, took him from the work. I am, got my chiropractic done, and then I took him and got his hair cut. Pardon me, but it's what you do for family. You know, so it was a pretty long couple days, but it was so worth it. But moving forward, you know, it's going to be exciting. You know, it's going to be fun. Getting the Premier League back going and stuff, and I think we'll be good. I mean, if Paul Pogba and Jadon Sancho are on the pitch at the same time, that'd be cool to see. I'd love to see that if they could, if we can get Jadon Sancho. It's gonna be, but you know, but to see Bruno Fernandes and Pogba on the pitch at the same time, you know, I think they might try to spread them out and put Pogba on, and then you know that way they both get game time. I don't know. I think he's got to go cutthroat. I think he needs to try to win the games. He can't be a Jose Mourinho and try to squeak by. He needs to try to win and try to get some victories, you know. But I think he may just try to play cautious, and hopefully we can score and squeak out a win and be very defensive.
Honey, how many games does Manchester have? Man United have?
9 games left. And I hope we can
win. I think he just needs to play. What was Justin Mourinho's favorite game?
Oh, yeah. Justin Mourinho. We're going to play the game called Park the Bus.
I think that's what he needs to do.
That's what I think he's going to try to do. Try to score and then just try to hold on to the win instead of trying to go for it. I mean, whatever works. But he's learning on the job, and I don't have anything wrong with I mean, he's
parked the bus.
Parked the bus. You try to score really quickly, and then you try to play defensive. It's the best way to win 90 minutes. But hey, it's hard to be defensive.
Yeah.
I mean, he will go down. I mean, he's a decent manager. I just gave him crap because he was at Chelsea for so long, and he gave us a headache because they were good when they had him. But it's just one of the, I think it's going to be interesting because, I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of bartering and trading. So, yeah. Got about 90 seconds left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, remember what I said with those questions. Think about that stuff. Like, if you think healthcare is free, who's paying? How is this happening?
How are the doctors getting paid, the building stuff getting paid, the health insurance getting paid, the medicine being paid, the office assistants, the nurses,
where's that money come from to fund all this?
He would educate them.
Yeah. Like, if I'm going to throw my wife a party for her birthday, I can do that. It's going to take time and effort and all this stuff, but guess what?
I don't want to party. I want to go to a Trump rally for my birthday.
Well, we gotta find one.
I know. I'm just saying.
Well, see, well, there might only be like two. You never know. I don't know.
I hope he has three a month.
Can't believe he's gonna put his people in harm's way. But it's a magic how all these Trump rally people are gonna be killed, but everyone else can be saved. Remember, folks. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Don't forget Patrick's Corner coming up at 7 o'clock. Highland Ring, guitarist, he does it. It's incredible. Check him out. Goodbye.